We're a crowd now of about 2,000 or 3,000 people, perhaps more. It's hard to see how far it extends down the road. They merged at Ramses Square in central Cairo, not too far from Tahrir Square, which is the site of Ramses Square, is the site of the main train station in the capital. The two crowds merged, one heading from Tahrir and the one we were with heading into Tahrir. The crowd coming out was larger and convinced everyone to turn around and head to the presidential palace, which is, as we've written before, an extremely sensitive site. Even though President Mubarak might not personally be there, his family might not be there, but everyone fears that it's guarded by Republican guards who have the authority to shoot at protesters. There were protests there last night and a small sit-in, and there was no reported violence, but still it would be a significant expansion of the protest. Near Tahrir, we hear that the barricades at state television have been removed to allow for an overflow crowd of protesters to assemble there. So the crowd I'm in is, as I said, 2,000 or 3,000, if not more, passing through residential neighborhoods with dozens of people looking on from balconies along the entire route. Every time we pass underneath a large number of people on the balconies, the crowd chants for them to come down and join them.